Exclusive, Donald Trump Jr., People Are Waking Up to What's Going On. By Hannah Blow on August 26, 2023. Globalists do not want former President Donald Trump to win because he is the biggest threat to their power, Donald Trump Jr. told Breitbart News Saturday, adding that people are waking up to what's going on. He's the biggest threat to their power, right? Don Jr. said when asked why these elites are so against his father. These guys want someone they can control. They want someone that when they call and say jump, the president says how high. They know they don't have that with Trump and it allows him to actually fight for the real Americans that he got into this thing for, to begin with, he said. Trump catered to them. That's why he's the only guy that ever came out of the presidency with less money. That's why he's got 4 indictments. So they see him as a threat to their power, he explained. Don Jr. clarified that it is not just the left, either. It's both sides, right, left, the Uni Party of Washington, D.C. The globalists, the Renos, he continued, noting that they know Trump is even more dangerous now because he has 4 years of experience. He knows who the snakes are, the Paul Ryans, and he has already demonstrated that he can get the job done. Now with that knowledge, and Trump knows where those people are and who they are and won't bring them in, that's the biggest threat to the deep state. It's the biggest threat to the Uni Party. It's the biggest threat to the Renos because if he gets 4 years and now, I'd say he's got a little bit of grievance, rightfully so. They've tried to jail him. One of the offenses could put him to death. They're worried he'll dismantle it all, and they know he's the only guy that could actually get it done, he added. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Donald Trump Jr., August 26, 2023. Don Jr. also added that his father's mugshot finally solidified it to people. People are understanding more the power grab of the deep state and the lengths they will go to stop Trump. Just look at the response. Honestly, look at the response with like black Twitter in the last couple of days. I see it. Yesterday walking through an airport, I literally flew out there and back on Spirit Airlines. Like the people that pulled me aside, you know, not the demographic you think. And they were like, hey, man, listen, wow, people are waking up to what's going on. And I think they understand that now. And I think that's so important, he said, affirming that Trump's campaign is not one of appeasement but of revenge. That's exactly what we need. It's not a campaign of appeasement, we need to fix this system, he said. If they can do this to Donald Trump, with his platform, with his following, with the power that he has, with the money that he has, like, who can't they do it to? But more importantly, who won't they do it to? Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.